Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Loves My Neighbor As Myself.
1 John 3:17. If we have what we need, the Bible says, 1 John 3:17, if we have what we need and we see other people in need, but we turn a cold shoulder and we do nothing about it, then the love of God is not in us. It's not in us. We're just faking it. Now, at Saddleback, we have practiced for 40 years what I call the you're it principle. You see a need, you're it. You're the answer. People come to me and say, Rick, we see this need. I think the church should do something about it. I say, great, you're it. Go for it. If you see the need, you're it. Get to know my neighbor personally. Encourage my neighbor continually. Serve my neighbor cheerfully. Let me read you some of the innovative ways people have been serving their neighborhoods by our members since the pandemic began. One woman wrote, anytime I go to the grocery store, I first check with my neighbors to see if they need anything. This has given me many opportunities to chat with my neighbors about Christ. Here's a guy who says, I offer to mow all my neighbor's lawn during this crisis. We offered to wash our neighbor's car, our cars and all that. One says, food always opens doors. I've been cooking meals and taking to my neighbors since the pandemic began. All right. Here it says, our family has pulled weeds for Jesus in our neighborhood. Weeds for Jesus. Here's a guy who wrote, we shop for our neighbors who need to stay home. We make a Costco trip for the whole street. They make a Costco trip for the whole street. I want to live on your street, okay? So here's one. Gina wrote, we bought donuts for everybody on our block and gave them out. Now that's service, all right? And I told you about the couple that passed out board games to everybody. So there's just so many different ways to serve. Let me read you. Here, I offer to help with any outdoor project that people need. Instead of just food, we drop off needed supplies at a neighbor's doorstep, like gloves, toilet paper, disinfectant spray, wipes. Here's one said, we posted a QR code on our neighborhood's mailbox, on their boxes, neighborhood mailboxes, to join a group for support during COVID. Brilliant. Brilliant. And here's a woman who wrote, we pick up groceries for our neighbors, but this is important. We're also equally intentional in asking for their help at times, because sometimes it's just as encouraging to let someone feel needed as it is to meet a need. That's brilliant. You get that? Sometimes you need to serve them, but sometimes you need to ask to let them serve you. Then they feel needed. And they feel wanted and doing that. Here's how we get the mail for every elderly neighbor in our neighborhood. We get the mail. Here's a guy said, I pick up the newspapers that are out on the thing and each day take them up to their porch just to help them out. So you can see these are just, the sky is the limit on getting to know your neighbors, on encouraging your neighbors, and on serving your neighbors. Serve them cheerfully. Here's the fourth way Scripture talks about. Well, it doesn't specifically talk about this, but it does talk about bringing them to church. Invite my neighbors. Here's the fourth way you can love your neighbor. Invite my neighbors to watch online. Invite my neighbors to watch church online. You say, now, Rick, there is no verse in the Bible about online church. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But Jesus told a parable to explain the importance of bringing people to God's family. And in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, then the master said, listen to this, I want you to go out everywhere. I want you to go out everywhere people are, to the highways and to the hedges, and urge anyone you can find to come into my house so that my house will be full. That's a direct quote. God wants a full house. Now, of course, right now, most of the church houses all around the world are shut down from this pandemic. Well, that's okay. We now have technology. We can invite people to join us online, just like you're watching this service online right now. In fact, did you know that more people are more open right now to an invitation to a church service than at any other point in our entire lifetime? People are hungry for the truth. In the first place, there's no competition. There's no sports. You can't go to the beach. There's a lot of stuff you can't do. You can't go to the movie theaters. So people are hungry. They're hungry for truth. They're hungry for meaning. They're hungry for hope. They're hungry for purpose. They're hungry for comfort. They're hungry for wisdom. They're hungry for God. This is the time of all times you should be inviting people to watch online. You know, I read a survey this week that said that during this pandemic, 53% of all young people, 53% of all people under 35 years of age have gone online and watched a church service during this pandemic. That's amazing. This is the generation that's supposed to say, I've given up on church. But over half, 53% of the people under 35 have on their own gone online and watched a church service because they feel a need in their heart for spiritual maturity and spiritual depth and spiritual food. Now, I really don't need to say much about this to you who are members of Saddleback Church, because you are the best inviters on the planet. Nobody does a better job with you. I want to share some exciting statistics with you, some information, some facts that's going to encourage you about your church. In the 10 weeks of the first 10 weeks of 2020, when we didn't have the COVID-19 shutdown, in that first 10 weeks of our church averaged on the weekend about 45,000 people in attendance. About 30,000 came to all of our campuses and about 15,000 watched online. So between coming to church to a service and our campus and watching online, about 45,000 people were participating in a Saddleback service every week before COVID hit. In all of the weeks since the COVID hit and we've shut down, in online only, we have been averaging over 100,000 in attendance. More than double. Why? Because you're inviting your friends. You're telling your neighbors. You are telling your neighbors to watch online. And our attendance has doubled while we've been shut down. Because you are inviting people to watch. Have you invited anybody? Have you invited anybody? Have you told anybody? You got to check out Saddleback. There's a guy who stands out in his field in the middle of a farm, but he's teaching how to handle the dis-ease of the crisis every week. Now, let me give you another statistic. Since we have been online, we haven't met, listen, over 4,400 people have been saved. Over 4,400 people have given their lives to Christ since we stopped meeting. Why? Because Saddleback has said all along, we're far more than a weekend service. That didn't shut us down. It just shut down weekend service. We've been doing more than ever before. I've been working 20 hours, sometimes 20-hour days, and sometimes 12-hour days, sometimes 18-hour days. Why? Because over 2,200 people have come to Christ through our ministries, and over 2,200 people have come to Christ through our online services. Why? Because you're inviting them to our online services. You're amazing. You people are amazing. Our church is the most amazing church. I don't know anything like it. Your giving has remained constant. In fact, giving is higher than it was. And that has allowed us to help tens of thousands of families out of work. We're feeding literally tens of thousands of families. And the school districts are coming to us. We're working with four or five different school districts. The Board of Supervisors are coming to us. They just recently asked us to do a distribution pop-up for food at Mile Square Park, and they're expected 1,000 cars just at that one. So invite people to a service. That's how you show your neighbor your love. Invite them to watch online, and then afterwards invite them to discuss it. And the talk it over questions, I send them to you every week in the mail. If you're on the mailing list, you get those. You can do it. So let's review. How do I love my neighbor's self? Remember, this is about action. It's not about, oh, that was a nice message, and I'm not going to do anything. What are you going to do this week? You're going to get to know your neighbors personally, one way or the other. Number two, you're going to encourage your neighbors continually. Number three, you're going to serve your neighbors cheerfully. At number four, you're going to invite your neighbors to watch online church. There's one more. And this is the most important one of all. Share Christ personally.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with the second half of today's lesson. But first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Please go to PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Rick's 365-day devotional, Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. And remember, any gift that you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so contact us today.
Thanks for listening today to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We'd like to take a moment to tell you about a great resource called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers something for everyone. Whether you're a longtime believer or brand new to faith, this book will open the door to greater intimacy with God, and you'll experience the love, trust, and freedom that comes from a deeper relationship with Him. Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions will help you discover God's wisdom to resolve conflict, conquer fear, reduce stress, build healthy relationships, overcome temptation, and so much more. You'll be encouraged, inspired, and equipped to live out God's plan and purpose for your life. Walk through the doors God has for you today. Please visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this life-giving resource, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
So let's review. How do I love my neighbor's self? Remember, this is about action. It's not about, oh, that was a nice message and I'm not going to do anything. What are you going to do this week? You're going to get to know your neighbors personally, one way or the other. Number two, you're going to encourage your neighbors continually. Number three, you're going to serve your neighbors cheerfully. At number four, you're going to invite your neighbors to watch online church. There's one more. And this is the most important one of all. Share Christ personally. Share Christ with my neighbors personally. You need to learn how to explain to your neighbor how they can become friends with Jesus. It's not that hard, friends. It's one beggar telling another beggar where to get food. You build a bridge of love between your heart and theirs with like a barbecue, and you let Jesus walk across. And you share with them that their past can be forgiven, that they can have a purpose for living, that they can have a home in heaven. You know, the greatest gift you can give your neighbor, the greatest way you can love your neighbor is introduce them to the God who loves people, the God who loves them. God loves everybody. He wants everybody to know Jesus. God has never made a person he doesn't love. And we must care because God cares. Everybody needs Jesus. Love needs no choice. To love your neighbors yourself is you do everything possible that they go to heaven and not hell. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16 says this, always, always be prepared to give an answer. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But, he says, do this with gentleness and respect. You don't need to be a salesman. You don't need to be an attorney. You don't need to be in a defense lawyer. The most loving thing you can do is just say, here's what Jesus Christ has done for me. And you tell them about Jesus. Notice it says, be ready to answer. You know what? That means that involves words. Be ready to answer. I mean, I've heard people say, well, I don't ever talk about Jesus because my witness is my life. Sorry, that's not good enough. Even Jesus had to explain it, and he was perfect, and you're not. Even Jesus had to explain the good news of forgiveness, the good news that God has a purpose for your life, the good news that God loves you, and he'll never stop loving you. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:14, Christ's love compels us. Now, if you have never met Jesus Christ in a personal way, or maybe you heard about him, maybe you've gone to church, maybe you never went to church, you may be asking, why would anybody put so much effort into showing love to other people, the neighbors on their street? The answer is this. We love because Jesus first loved us. And when you are loved by Jesus and you feel his love, you can't help but love other people. If you've heard about Jesus, but you don't have a friendship with him yet, let me read you one last verse from the Bible, because it's my prayer for you. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. This is a verse in the Bible. It says this. This is my prayer for you. I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart, living within you as you trust him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you be able to feel how long and how wide and how deep and how high his love really is. And may you experience this love for yourselves. That's the starting point. Would you bow your heads with me and let me pray with you and for you? Father, we know that without love, nothing really matters. Nothing else matters. We know that to love others is our number one responsibility in life. Help us to not just talk about love, not to just listen to a sermon about love, but to really act in loving ways this week, today, tomorrow, with our neighbors and our spouses and our children and those we work with and those we don't even know, strangers, and those who don't know you. Help us all to grow in love for each other. I pray that our family will, church family, will overflow with love. and that everybody will find acceptance and encouragement and forgiveness. Help us to feel and to understand and experience your love so deeply that we have to share it with others, and we offer it to others, and help us to show practical love to our neighbors this week. Now you pray. You say, "Dear Jesus Christ, I want to know you. Dear Jesus Christ, I want to feel your love. I don't understand it all, but I open my life to your love. Change my life, make it better. Save me by your love. I want to learn your purpose for my life, the purpose that I was created for. And I want to be a part of your family forever, not just here on earth, but in heaven. So I humbly ask you to accept me into your life and into your family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Go to PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.